It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to let you know about this hotel where our lovely studio is. The White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock is the hotel that you might remember from Tamango's nightclub, used to be downstairs here. It is a great hotel, and the Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. So if you happen to be out this neck of the woods, pop in, have a bite to eat, and tell the staff that the lads from the Opinions Matter podcast told you to pop in, and then they might bar you, but they may not. Anyway, you're welcome to today's Opinions Matter. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode? People who work should get priority on the social housing waiting list. That's according to Minister of State Robert Troy. He said people who work should get additional points in a weighted system, but he does not believe this should disadvantage those who can't work due to issues outside their control. In other words, people on disability, full-time carers and so on, they wouldn't be discriminated against. Basically, people who are on the dole, people who don't work for a living, who rely on social welfare, they should be bumped down the housing list. And people who are who are working get bumped up the housing list. And he says prioritizing workers would incentivize people to work. So in other words, if you're working, you can go up the housing list much quicker. If you're not working, you won't go up the housing list much quicker. What do you think of this?
Absolutely. If you contribute nothing to society, yeah, and to the coffers of the treasury, whatever you call it, yeah, why should you be given a house, a forever home, when you've given nothing? Like, for those of us, and for those of you listening to this, who have a mortgage, and you're begrudged often by people for having a mortgage. People often begrudge when they hear you have a mortgage. Ah, there's no wealth for you, there's no looking for you. And my wife, we have a mortgage because we work our arses off, yeah, because we saved and we managed to get a mortgage. Luckily, we managed to buy in Dublin. And we got that through hard work, yeah. And there are people who get, inverted commas, forever homes, yeah, who haven't worked a day in their lives. How is that fair?
We're not necessarily talking about people who haven't worked a day in their lives, but okay. What is social housing for? Social housing is to assist people to get a roof over their head, people who are on lower incomes.
I have no problem with people on lower incomes
to help them get a roof over their head. That's what social housing is for. Somebody who's on social welfare, is on the dole, is on the lowest of incomes, is on possibly the lowest income
earn. There's no excuse, and I want to say this, and Adrian said it already, because people will be messaging and going, I had a heart attack 5 years ago and I can't work, or I have a gammy leg and I can't work. We are not talking about...
And indeed, that minister isn't talking about. He said, I'm not talking about excluding people who can't work because they have full-time disability, full-time carers, perhaps single parents with no access to childcare. So he's not discriminating. He's basically talking about people who are on the dole, not working. He believes that working people should get priority on the housing list. And you agree with that? I think it is discriminatory. It's not, you know, some people just can't help the situation that they're in with being unemployed, and they're on literally the lowest possible income level you can have. Why should they be discriminated against?
And if you are on the lowest wage possible, yeah, get a second job or get a better job. Upskill yourself. There's plenty of work going around. There's plenty of jobs. I don't buy that anymore. Maybe.
Okay, so you're basically saying there is absolutely no excuse whatsoever for being on the dole.
But this isn't what the conversation... Well, there's not. And that is a conversation for another day. There's not. But why should someone who has no desire to work be getting a house on the housing list? Why is that fair? When I'm up every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm working my arse off, I don't want to be here at the moment. I'd rather be sitting at home doing nothing in my free forever home. And I know it's not free. I know you have to pay a very minimal amount of rent. And people who get their forever homes that you know, got them on the waiting list. You will never know and never understand the stress of having to come up with mortgage repayments of 1,800 or 2 grand a month. And if you don't make those mortgage repayments, you miss one or two, you're absolutely screwed with the banks. And you will never understand. So people think that it's a stress-free life being a mortgage holder. It absolutely isn't. Would you agree? You're a mortgage holder. It's not easy.
It's not easy. No, I agree. But I still don't believe we should discriminate against people who have fallen on their luck, who are down on their luck, who are out of work, who are unemployed, who can't get a job.
So you think that people who are out of work, yeah, it's down to bad luck?
Yeah.
What? Bad luck?
Of course it is.
What do you mean bad luck?
Bad luck.
Bad luck.
You haven't been able to get a job, or you lost your job, or whatever.
No, bad luck is...
Okay, but hang on.
That's not bad luck. Bad luck is I was out cycling, and I cycled over a pebble and fell off my bike and broke my leg. That's bad luck. It shouldn't have happened. But that's something you had no control over. You're talking about bad luck.
Okay, so you want somebody who is unemployed, who is on the lowest level of income you can be on, to be discriminated against on the housing list, and somebody who's working gets extra points and moves up the list faster.
I think the vast majority of people listening to this podcast now, if you think about it logically, that makes absolute sense. Why do we continue to reward people who don't want to work? Why are we rewarding that?
Well, you're not rewarding it.
Oh, no, it is being rewarded.
The housing list takes years anyway, so there's no reward.
Well, where's my forever home?
You're working. You're earning too much money.
Where is my forever home?
You're earning too much money.
Where is it? Where's my forever home?
Let's kick off with Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Norbert. God, you really want to put your brain in the gear before you talk, so honestly. Jeremy, I thought you looked down. You're the only one that looks down on people in this country, pal. Just remember that. You're that high, you're above the clouds, you're above God. I thought you hated people in social housing. I'm in social housing, Jeremy, and you know how hard I work, pal. I'm always on the road. But we made a choice. You know that I've spoken to you about this. But yeah, I do sort of agree in what he's saying. Some people, they do get it, and we all know the people we're talking about who just seem to get it. And then if you're working, you have your analyst. I mean, it took us years and years and years of paying private rent before we got our house. But it should be interesting. But that Robert Troy fella, be very careful what he says. Look into him and which houses he owns. But it should be a good topic today, Jeremy. But just remember, you're the one who looks down on people.
I actually don't look down on people. I came from a council stage. I don't look down on people. But I've said this to you before, Jane. I'll say it again. Yes, you do have a council house and you work very hard. But your partner is able to stay at home and raise the children because you're in a council house. And this was something that you admitted to yourself before, that luxury that you have, most couples do not have that luxury. And if you were to take out a mortgage, yeah, that was costing $2,300 a month or something like that to pay in a house, both of you would have to go to work and you wouldn't have that luxury. And by the way, it is a luxury being able to stay at home and raise your own kids. And it's a luxury that fuck all parents have because they live in the real world. And the real world is where you have a mortgage coming out of your bank every month that requires two working people. My wife's working at the moment. Do you think she wants me to work? Do you though?
Are you finished now?
No. Do you think
you said you look down your nose on people?
No, I'm not looking down my nose.
And you actually do?
No, I don't. No, sorry. I look down my nose on people who won't work hard.
Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian?
Not bad, Adrian, yourself?
Good, thanks, Brian. Should people who are working get priority on the housing waiting list?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, because they're contributing. They're paying taxes, you know, and it's something that they're getting back in return for it. You know what I mean? Not just somebody that's just a boat. You know, there are people who can't work and then there are people who won't work. You know what I mean?
Okay, but, as we just said a moment ago, social housing is to help people on lower incomes to get a house over their, a roof over their head. Somebody who is on the dole is on the lowest level of income. Surely they're the people that should be helped all the more.
Yeah, what I say that is, people can work. They should work. You know what I mean? Otherwise, there are people that can't. You know, that, fair enough, as Robert Troy outlined in the statement. And I think, certainly, if you, it's better mentally to be working anyway. You know what I mean? For your mental health and everything else.
Okay, so somebody who's on the the dole for a prolonged period of time, they should be discriminated against on the housing list.
I wouldn't call it discrimination. I just call it paying away.
Well, it is discrimination. It would be discrimination.
Well, I don't think so because you're not paying your way. You know what I mean?
Okay, so
you're literally taking a handout. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but again, to discriminate against the most vulnerable in society, people who are on welfare, who are living on a very meagre wage, is dreadful. Our social system is there to support people who are...
Yeah, I understand that, Germany, but I mean, you use the word vulnerable. I'd class people who are on disabilities and, you know, that people who can't work through illness, I'd class them as vulnerable. But the ordinary person that just won't work, you know what I mean? You know, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so you would be in favour of the social housing waiting list prioritising people who are actually out working every day?
Yeah.
And if you're on the dole for a prolonged period of time, it's going to be much harder to get a council house.
Yeah, well, even I was just listening, there was a thing in the Independent yesterday. There was a teacher in Dublin or something, and he had to give up his job because he couldn't afford to pay the rent of where he was staying. You know, and people who are in full-time work, they can't afford to pay rent. You know, like, I can't afford to pay for the rental accommodation. That's here in Dublin. I think there was something in the Independent yesterday. What about him? You know, he's had to give up a job because of such high rents.
Hmm. Yeah, all right. I do take the point, but as the bottom line is, you believe that somebody who is working should get priority over on the council house list. Okay, stay there for a second if you can, please. Our number is 0858252626. Let me go to Sean. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sean?
Lads, good morning. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening. How are you?
Oh, good news ourselves.
Grand, not a bother. What did you want to say on this? Should somebody who is working get additional points and be bumped up the housing list quicker than somebody who's not working?
I haven't heard a truer statement coming out of a politician's mouth in about 3 years' point. It's definitely true. People that are paying their taxes, I'm working the last 17 years. I'm on the housing list over 9 years. I haven't been offered one house yet. But yet, I pay my taxes every week in my job. And I also believe that with this HAP system that we have in place, that's another thing that the government needs to look at. Because how can the government give a landlord $1,700 a month for a family of two, just say, to pay the rent? Where the likes of me in a decent job, if the council gave me a mortgage, I'd be able to pay that $1,700 or $1,200 myself.
Yeah, no, I take the point. So rather than paying somebody else's mortgage, why don't they help you to pay your own mortgage by giving you one?
If the council can realise, look at my earnings and realise, well, he's on a good wage, instead of giving half a landlord $1,600 a month, we're going to buy this man a house. His mortgage is only going to be probably $1,200 to probably less a month. He can afford it. We give it to him. That's him off the house. And it's everyone wins. Okay. The way the system works now, in this country, there's no incentive for people to work. People that work are getting shafted left, right and centre. People that don't work, they get free medical cards, free everything.
Okay, so you agree
how
then...
How much is actually costing the government?
Okay, so you agree that this... If this was brought in, where if you're working and you're on the housing list, so somebody like yourself is on the housing list... You would think you deserve priority over somebody who isn't working?
Well, there's two. Yes, I do. I think I do deserve priority. And then the second one is the Dublin City Council or whoever local authority you're going to would be guaranteed my rent every week because I'm working. You look at half of the tenants out there. Dublin City Council put out a yoke lot a few weeks ago. How much people owe in rent? So these are wasters that don't have money but are still getting free houses and free medical cards. Where I'm out getting up every morning at 6 in the morning and breaking me bollocks. And I'm sofa surfing at the minute for the last few years. And if I go to the council and tell them I'm sofa surfing, the next thing they want to do is put me in a hospital full of junkies. I don't smoke and I don't drink.
Okay, so you believe that you deserve priority over somebody who... In many cases, through no fault of their own, hasn't been able to get a job, is on the dole for quite some time. There are some people that kind of...
Jeremy, that's another thing that this country needs to do. What they do in Germany, you get a few months to find a job. If you don't find a job, you're off the dole. Because there is work out there. There's loads of work out there on building sites, McDonald's. People just, as I said, there's no incentive to work in this country. Why should someone work for €300 a week when they're getting $220 off the dole? They're getting a free bus pass. They're getting medical care. Why? Where's the incentive to work? You need to change it for people to say, well, I'm not going to sit on the labour for £100. Like what England do, every 2 weeks you only get £150 every 2 weeks. You wouldn't survive in that in this country. And people that realise that, that are the lazy cunts that are on the labour the last 40 odd years, they get them off their arse and get them a job. But it's a part-time job or not.
Okay, so you believe that this would actually incentivise people to work. It would get them back out in the workplace because otherwise they're never going to get...
It'll incentivise people to work, and it also cut the numbers in the on the housing list in Dublin. Because if you can't be on the housing list, then you can't afford it.
All right, stay with me for 1 second if you can, please, Sean. He believes that if you are on the dole, in fact, if you are on the dole and you're listening to us right now, how do you feel about this suggestion that you will be bumped down the housing list because you're not working and somebody who is working would actually get priority on the housing list? How do you feel about that? Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. This is Martin.
Afternoon, lads. Great topic. I think it's a sad state of affairs that people who are working have to go on the social housing list. I mean, the government really needs to look at themselves and ask, why if there's so many people working, why do they have to go on the social housing list? What's the issue there? Probably rents are too high, lots of different things. But the whole social welfare in this country needs massive reform. But if you are on a social housing list and you are working and you meet the threshold, then absolutely you should get priority over someone who doesn't work. And I know there are people out there who can't work due to disability and things like that and illness. That's completely different. But if you're some bone-idle bollocks who hasn't had a job ever in their life, then you don't deserve social housing. Not at all.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Lots of opinions coming in on what we're talking about today, and that is whether or not people who are working should get priority on the council housing list over people who are on social welfare, on the dole, basically. This is Mark.
Of course, those who work should be higher up the list. They pay taxes, they contribute to the run of the country, they contribute to social housing. People who refuse to work and are happy to just sit on their ass on the dole deserve to be further down the list. If you're not able to work through disability, that's a totally different issue. You will not be affected. Also, Adrian, it's not discrimination because they're still on the list.
It is discrimination, Mark, because it means that people aren't being treated in the same way. Somebody who is on a very, very low income should be helped to get housing, and the lowest income is the person who's on welfare.
Because they're
out of work.
Why are they out of work?
Every story is a different story.
No. Give me a reason why someone will be out of work now, bar a medical issue, which we're not talking about at the moment, or disability. Why? In 2020,
because they just can't get a job.
Bollocks. Absolute bollocks. So give me another excuse. Why?
Because they can't get a job.
No.
That's the reason.
Give me a valid excuse why somebody will be out of work in 2025 Ireland other than they have a bad back or a gammy leg or something like that. Give me a reason.
They can't get a job.
No, that's not a... Sorry.
Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Well, starty boys.
So, Trevor, do you buy that bullshit excuse from Champagne Socialist Adrian, who's basically saying there's people who can't get a job in 2025 Ireland?
Jeremy, I'll give you a reason right now why people can't get a job in Ireland. Because they refuse to work the jobs because they think they're too good for it.
Now, there are some people like that.
Lazy bastards.
So... do you believe that people on welfare should be discriminated against? Because it is discrimination. I don't care what anybody says.
Absolutely. Adrian, I'm just going to put it one way, and I'm going to put it in a simple way, and I'll be very amazed if you don't agree with me, right? These lazy scum don't contribute to the coffers of Ireland. They don't contribute to anything like our services, hospitals, guards, blah, 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 blah. They don't pay taxes, so they're not contributing on, so why the fuck are they getting the free gas? The money for the gas is not even taken out of their social welfare payments, so why are they getting the free gas? When I say free gas, I understand it's a minuscule amount of money that is actually being paid for these houses, and it is some money being paid for these houses, but it is not, and it will never be, the equivalent of a mortgage. So why are they getting the free gas? Because they have a sore back. Fuck off and get out and get a job, you lazy bastard. Or even fucking work from home. We can do that now. So if you want a house, you have to contribute. That's the way I see it, and that's the way it should be.
Okay, so for somebody who is long-term unemployed, who's been out of work for a significant amount of time, just can't get a job for whatever reason.
Hang on, lads. We're not going to talk about John. Jeez, leave him out. Sorry, did you just mention his name?
No, but he actually has a full-time job.
Adrian keeps
rage-baiting this for whatever reason. There's no for whatever reason. What is the forever reason? Laziness. Not actually.
Yeah, that's the only reason, Jerry, and because they are convinced they're too good to do other jobs. But you say to a person, oh, McDonald's down there is hiring. Fuck off, I wouldn't work in there flipping burgers. Okay, Tesco's is hiring. No, I wouldn't work there. Oh, okay.
We're trying to get the house painted at the moment. This is just telling you. We're trying to get the house painted at the moment, and we're not doing it ourselves. And we've been ringing around trying to get painters. You cannot get a painter for the next 2 months. So there's a lot of spaces there for, there's a lot of work there for painters, yeah? So why does someone on the donut, I mean, and not being disrespectful to painters or decorators, you can probably learn to paint in a couple of weeks. I mean, it's not a skilled job.
It is a skilled job.
Well, no, it's not something you have to go to.
Jeremy, that's actually a skilled job.
It is actually a skilled job.
I have family members
Okay, what I mean is you don't have to do a 10-year degree for it. You could probably pick up the skill.
You can learn it quick. Yeah, you can learn it fast.
That's what I mean. In the same way, to be a taxi driver, you don't need to go to college for 10 years. So,
Jeremy, can I ask you a question? And this is an honest question, right? You always, on this podcast, say you have two jobs or three jobs, whatever it is. This isn't a jab at you. I'm going to ask you a serious question. What would you do if you lost them jobs and your mortgage payment is coming up at the end of the month? What would you do?
Well, I have mortgage protection, so.
Yeah, but you would go out and what?
Well, I'd get another job.
There you go.
I've never been on the previous podcast that you've done,
I believe the government said something like 7 or 8 million was uncollected in rent. And yet these people are still in these houses. Whereas if you miss two payments from your bank, they're coming for your house. So people in this country are coming, like people are actually coming into this country and getting onto the social welfare because we pay a ridiculous amount of money out every week. So, like, what's the incentive to work in this country? There is no incentive. I've actually tried to employ people who actually turned around to me and said to me, oh, no, it's all right. I'd lose this and I'd lose that. And yeah, let's be honest, man, you're only paying an extra 150 euro.
Okay, so one of the incentives to get out there and get a job, in your opinion, is the fact that you could be overtaken on the housing list by people who are actually working.
Yeah, and another incentive to get people to work, Adrian, is cut the dole in half. Try surviving on that. Try surviving on what the English pay. Don't be buying your smokes or your drink down, will you, if you're a little party that you're having in your lovely free house from the government.
Stay there for a second, Trevor. I'd love to hear from you on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Should working people get priority on the housing list over those who are unemployed, who are on the dole, who are on the labour? Call it whatever you like. 085-825-2626 is our WhatsApp number. Let me bring in this opinion from Keith.
It's a luxury to stay at home and rear your kids. What fucking planet are you on, you mad cunt? I stay at home and rearing me fucking kids. A pain in the fucking hole. I'd love to be out fucking working again. But the law took the side on the mother who didn't want to actually step up and be a mother, you know. But you go ahead there and put people down as at home raising their fucking kids, right? I'd love to be back out fucking working, earning a few quid for myself, being able to go out or go away on holidays or something like fucking that. I can't fucking do it. I'm a lone parent.
No. Do you want to respond to that? He's not happy with you at all.
You completely, Keith, you completely, by a mile, missed the point I was trying to make. What I said was, and you can rewind back the podcast here again, what I said was, staying at home, by the way, raising your kids is the most important job you can do. It is the most important. I would love to be able to do it. My wife would love to be able to do it, but we can't. And it is a luxury that a lot of people don't have. The majority of people, in fact, the majority of mortgage holders in Ireland do not have the luxury of being able, one of them being able to stay at home and mind the kids, do they?
No.
Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I'm saying. The job you're doing, Keith, is, and that's not me backpedaling. I'm saying exactly what I said 10 minutes ago, but you heard it wrong. It is a luxury to be able to see your kids every minute of the day. Again, and I say this, I would love to be at home playing football with my kids at the moment. They ring me often when I'm doing this podcast. They say, Daddy, what time are you going to be home at? Will you bring me up to the monkey bars to play? And I can't because I'm here. So it is a luxury that not everybody can have. And yes, I could give up all my jobs tomorrow, pack them all in, and tell my missus to pack hers all in, get her pregnant again, so we get on the housing list because we then have four kids. And I could do it that way, but I don't want to. Rant over.
Laura, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Laura?
Hey, I'm Grant. Yeah, so, this is a good topic. I'm actually on the housing list myself. I'm down as a single applicant because I'm working full-time, single, don't have any children. I'll be one that'll be at the very bottom of the list. And you know, I'm renting in Kildare, in Dalbridge, so I'll be on the Kildare County Council housing list. But I think it's approximately around 10 years that'll be probably looked at. But yeah, that'll be a long time. But I think there should be some type of thing there for people that are working that are on the housing list, because due to the fact of high rents and people find it hard to even get a mortgage today, I think the housing authorities should change the rules slightly. That's what I think anyway.
Okay, so you are on the housing list. You're a single person. So somebody who is on the dole and maybe has two or three kids will get priority over you. They'll go up the housing list quicker than you will. But you obviously believe that because you are working, because you are contributing to society in terms of your taxes and everything else, that should help you go up the list quicker.
Yeah, because like I'm obviously a rent and stuff like that, it's hard to save for a mortgage. And I think the only reason why I'm on the housing is because I'm at a certain threshold. So if I had a job to like higher up again, like wouldn't be on it, and then it'd be more difficult to get something, you know.
Okay, so again, you're caught in that that bit in the middle where you're not earning enough to get a mortgage. You're trapped. So social housing is the only thing available to you. But for that, you'll be waiting for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And does that frustrate you?
Slightly, like, but I wouldn't be gooder than people on because I was on the social welfare before, but I do try hard to get a job, you know, that type of thing. So I'm like, you know, that type of thing. Like, people that are working.
Sorry, Laura, I admire you for what you're doing, and I think you should be on the top of the housing list because you're out working all the time. You're working hard. There's people who aren't working at all. It's not your fault that you've been priced out of the housing market. It's not her fault. You should be pumped up to this, and you should actually be a bit bitter and begrudging of the people who get their forever homes for nothing. Because
I'm not that type of person.
I am.
Know, I'm so, not like that.
No, I begrudge on your behalf because I really think that, no. So
yeah. No, but even with that, like in the past, like if I was unemployed, I'd be going to recruitment agencies and be like, you know, temp jobs. So it's hard to keep it consistent. But I'm in.
Can I give you some advice? The best thing you could do right now, get pregnant and have three kids for three different men.
I wouldn't give up your job.
I know it's not, but that would be the best thing because there's people in this country that can play the system like a violin. They really can. And the best thing you could do is give up your job for whatever reason and just say you can't get a job in, because Adrian says there's lots of people who can't get a job. So say
there are lots of people who can't get a job.
Because they're not looking. Well, you're not going to get a job, Adrian, if you're sitting in the back room of your mother's house playing the PlayStation all day. A job's not going to come. Hello, are you looking for a job? That's not the way jobs work. So that's what you should do, Laura. You should quit that work thing. It's work is for losers anyway, getting up in the morning. You should quit the work and get a couple of men to impregnate you. I'd suggest maybe three men to impregnate with your three babies, and you'll be up that. You'd be like a game of snakes and ladders. You know the way the snake or the ladder, right up.
Okay, at this moment, at this very moment, oh, Jeremy, there are, I've just Googled this, there are 168,000 people on the live register. People who are unemployed, are between jobs, or can't get a job. You want them discriminated against where it comes to housing. If they're on the housing list, which I'm sure most of them are.
Because your research you did was pretty pathetic, to be honest with you.
Why?
How many of them are long-term unemployed?
I don't know.
Okay, you don't know that, so that's not good research. What is their reason for being unemployed?
It obviously doesn't say.
No, but then that's nothing. You just gave figures. And haven't told me why.
168,000 people. Do you think I have the answer for every single one of them?
I could name, no, I won't. I could name two people that I know personally, and the only reason.
Okay, 56,000 people are on the live register for more than a year. 56,000 people.
Yeah.
You want all of those discriminated against. These are people who are literally on the bottom earning level in this country, and you want them discriminated against.
No, I want
I thought our whole social welfare system is actually meant to help people who are in.
Yeah, no, it is meant to be. It's meant to be a safety net just to get you by. For a while until you get back on your feet, yeah? Like the COVID payments that time, yeah?
Yeah.
We all took them because it was a... Are you still getting COVID payments?
No.
Am I?
No.
So what did you do as soon as we were made redundant? What did we do?
Well, we got the COVID payment for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, and then what did we decide?
We set up this company and did this podcast.
So could have been very easy. I could have moved back in with my mom, played the PlayStation all day, yeah? And stayed in my underpants all day. But I did exactly what Laura is doing. And what you're saying to Laura is that... You're doing things the right way, Laura. It's not your fault. I don't know. Do you have a partner or do you want to just buy the house on your own?
Well, I have a boyfriend, but it's only kind of started. But I mentioned my myself. So.
No, you'd be mad to get into a mortgage situation with someone who you're only with a wet week. But you were doing... But sorry, I said at the start that you're doing things the right way, yeah? But you're actually not doing things the right way because you're not playing the system because the system has been designed to reward laziness. That's what the system in place in Ireland rewards laziness. Now, champagne socialist Adrian with his six holidays a year.
I'm only my argument is,
but you don't have an argument.
My argument
is just pathetic. Your argument is you don't have an argument.
Thousands of people are out of work for whatever reason. They're out of work, and you don't want those people helped. You where it comes to housing, you want them discriminated against.
I think it's more of the short term unemployment that would be acceptable. Like if you're out of work due to redundancy, you know, if a company shut down because there's loads of restaurants around Dublin City Centre getting closed down due to high rents, so stuff like that you can kind of understand, but long-term unemployment is the issue.
Stay there for a second, Laura. I want to bring in more of your opinions on this. Our WhatsApp number is 085-825-2626. Neil!
Jeremy, you were just saying there, like, you know, living in the real world by paying a mortgage and two people working. If that's the real world, that's a fake world and that's a horrible world. I prefer the world Jay's living in, where he has a house and he can go out when he wants and he has a wonderful family and he's not stressed out paying a big, big mortgage and, you know, two of them have to work and the kid is being mined in a crash and being picked up at 6-7 in the evening. I don't believe that's the real world. I believe the real world is the world that Jay's living in. Cheers, lads.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, some more of your opinions on what we're talking about, and that is working people getting priority on the housing list. Cliona.
Hi, lads. Great topic today. Completely agree that people that are working should be prioritised on social housing list. At least they're trying, and they're getting up off their asses every day, and they have some sort of an incentive. And yeah, I think what it would do is there wouldn't be as many people looking for social housing. If they had to work for it. And also, it would give people incentive to work 100%. I work my ass off every day, and so does my husband. We have a mortgage to pay. Nobody's going to pay for us if we stop working tomorrow, are they?
And the messages are absolutely flying in. This is Emma.
AJ, come on now. There is literally jobs going left, right and centre in retail, hospitality, everything. So there's no excuse for nobody to have a job except for pure fucking laziness. Now, I'm not talking about people on disability. I'm just talking about people that don't want to fucking work. So 100% that people who are working should be prioritised. Why is this one of the only countries that we just give to the lazy cunts? Why don't we actually give to the employed for once? Because that's not what our fucking country does.
All right, Emma, thanks very much indeed for your message.
Like, Adrian, we have a mutual friend, and I'm not going to name him. You know who he is. Yeah, as soon as I give you the details of who he is. And he hasn't worked in 30 years.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, yeah.
Been on disability for 30 years. Now, this man does have a gammy leg. I think he has a plate in his knee from an accident when he was working. So he walks with a limp, a very bad limp. He's not able to stay on his feet for very long. And this man has been claiming disability benefit for the last 30 years. Now, are you trying to tell me, and we'll call him Bill. Yeah. Bill's a real person, by the way, guys. Myself and Adrian know him many, many years. Are you saying there's no job out there that Bill could do with his gammy leg?
Well, I don't know what he's qualified in. I don't know what he used to work at. But
He was a labourer.
Again, this minister says he's not talking about discriminating against people who are on disability.
This is a topic we've done.
Full-time carers.
This is a topic we've done before, by the way.
This man has been certified by a medical professional as unfit for work. So they're not, you even said yourself.
No, but there are a lot of people on disability who can actually work. Would you not agree with that?
I would, but this person.
No, I'm just saying, people
would be certified by a doctor.
Said they can't work because they have a bad back. You can actually work from home now and sit in your orthopedic chair and work. So don't give me that bullshit. I'm sick of bullshit excuse. I can't work because of a gammy leg. I can't work because I have a bad back. You can literally work. There's a thing that was invented a few years ago. It's called WFH, work from home, and you can do it from, you don't even have to get out of bed.
You might not be qualified for work from home jobs.
There's certain jobs that don't need qualifications.
Mike, you're on Opinions Matter.
Look, lads, it's very simple. If somebody's working in a low paying job, yeah, they're out working. They're out contributing to the economy. They're doing their best. Right, fair enough, they're in a low paying job. But they're making an effort to better their lives, and they're making an effort to, you know, work and actually do something. So they should get priority over someone who is on the dole for years, because there's no excuse. I talk to loads of people who are on the dole, and oh, sure, why would I get a job? Sure, I can sit at home and collect the dole, and I can do cash work here and there if I want to. And you know, what's the point of me getting up and going walking? You're a bleeding idiot getting up early in the morning, going out walking a freaking job. I have a mortgage. I have a house with friends that live in social housing, but you know what? They're working. They have their own jobs. They earn their money and they pay their rent and they pay their bills and they do their best. So there's no respect for all these people that are on the dole long term, because there's no excuse for it. Most of them have the attitude that they just wouldn't do the job.
All right, Mike, thanks very much indeed. So during that message, Mike was, he got out of his car, he walked somewhere, walked into a building, and then we heard all those sounds as well. That's great, Mike. We'll squeeze in one final call on this. Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Oh, yeah, no, what's the crack?
Good, not a bother, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I would like to know from the government why the single working man gets absolutely nothing in this country. We used to get free teeth whitening or teeth cleaning, and now we don't even get that. Like, why is everything focused on the people who don't work? That politician that said that, it's the one, the man is right, it's the one, the truest statement of a politician I've ever heard a politician say, to be honest.
And that is that people who work should get additional points in a weighted system over people who are not working. You would be fully in support of that, would you?
Absolutely. So we are, like, just because you're on the dole, Adrian, it doesn't mean you're not working, as in, like, cash in hand or whatever.
No,
the amount
true.
Of people I know on the dole for 20, 30 years working flat out for cash.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've known of people like that myself. But you believe that if you are in receipt of the dole for a long period of time, for an extended period of time, you should be discriminated against on the housing list.
Oh, why are you using the word discriminated against? You should use the word prioritised.
Well, prioritised against, then, because you wouldn't
so
be a
discriminating.
Priority.
It's discriminating against people who do work, if it's the other way around.
I mean, Darren works, you work a six-day week, don't you, Darren? You work very, very long hours. Why would someone who doesn't work be prioritised over him?
Because social, again, sounding like a broken record, social housing is there to help people on lower incomes. And how low an income can you get than Darren, somebody who's on the dole?
So, Darren, you should stop this work lark. It's you know, as I said.
I love working. I don't know how people do that. I don't know how people sit on their arse all day. And, Jeremy, we actually agree on this one thing about the dole and all this. We actually agree on this. So. Yeah.
No, work is overrated. Don't bother with it. Just pack it all in, because that's what Adrian wants. Adrian, the poor people who can't get a job, even though we have zero unemployment in Ireland.
The sad thing is, you actually are better off not working in this country, and that does not make sense.
Completely. Don't work, get pregnant. Happy days.
All right, so prioritise working people. I think the majority of our callers today have been saying exactly that.
Well, what's the majority saying?
The majority are saying, yes, this is a great idea. This is the best thing to ever come out of a politician's gob.
And Adrian will be going out for dinner with Joan Collins later on and all the other socialist friends to talk about how we can make things better for people who don't want to work.
Cliona.
Hi, lads. Great topic today.
Oh, sorry, I played that already. Sorry, my apologies. Sean.
How's it going, lads? Interesting topic. Well, either way, regardless to the situation, there's always going to be problems. If everybody on that housing list was working, I can guarantee you are going to get some gobshites out roaring about, I work 60 hours a week, they only work for 40 hours a week, I should be prioritised more than them. You're always going to get these problems in every situation. Nothing's going to change.
All right, Sean, thank you very much indeed for your message.
Killings on that episode, oh my God.
It was. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast. Before we go, Jeremy, can you please explain to our podcast listeners how they can join us on our WhatsApp channel?
Yes, our WhatsApp channel is, it's free to join, by the way. It's just like being in a WhatsApp group, and you will get the link to our podcast every day before everybody else. So you'll never miss out on an episode of Opinions Matter. I also post some quite personal pictures in that WhatsApp group from time to time. So it's well worth joining.
What sort of personal pictures?
Of a personal nature. So if you want to join...
can I just let you know, if you join our WhatsApp channel, you won't be getting dick pics or anything of the sort.
No, well, some people say I am a dick, so you will get dick pics.
All right, okay.
In fact, I'll post a photograph up now of what I'm wearing for my autumn outfit, yeah?
Brilliant. So anyway, send the words at me to 085-825-2626. We'll send you a link back by reply. You really waffle on. Thank you for listening to this Opinions Matter podcast. We will catch you on the next episode.